From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says he's looking to nominate someone to the Supreme Court who has common sense and who understands the practical day-to-day impact of the court's rulings. Mr. Obama is expected to announce a nominee soon to succeed retiring Justice David Souter. NPR's Neda Ulaby has more.
The president told C-SPAN he hopes that hearings for a new Supreme Court justice can be held in July, before Congress breaks for the summer. He said he'd prefer not to see confirmation hearings drag on.
Somebody has to hit the ground running and take their seat in October without having the time to wrap their mind around the fact that they're going to be a Supreme Court justice. I'd like to give them a little bit of lead time so that they can get prepared.
The president said that empathy and a common touch are two of the qualities he would most value in the next Supreme Court justice. In response to a question, Mr. Obama acknowledged that he has spoken with former President George W. Bush since taking office, but he declined to discuss the details. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.
Pakistan's military forces are engaged in street fighting with militants in the main town in the Swat Valley, a Taliban stronghold. The BBC's Shar Hassan has this report from Islamabad.
After weeks of aerial bombardment, Pakistan's military is finally going toe-to-toe with the Taliban in what many here see as a climatic struggle. A military spokesman said security forces had forced their way into Swat's main town, Mingora. He added the soldiers were engaged in hand-to-hand combat on the city streets.
The BBC's Shar Hassan reporting. President Obama has chosen former astronaut Charles Bolden to be the new head of NASA. The nomination comes as the White House has ordered a thorough outside review of the country's manned space program. NPR's Allison Keyes has more.
The retired Marine General will, if confirmed, be the first black leader in NASA's history. Bolden is a native of Columbia, South Carolina, who flew more than 100 sorties in Vietnam. He flew two shuttle missions as pilot and two as commander after being selected as an astronaut in 1980. A decade later, the same year he was pilot for the shuttle mission that launched the Hubble telescope into orbit, Bolden spoke to children at Edwards Air Force Base in California.
Work real hard. Study the best you can. Set some kind of goals for yourselves and then go for it.
For NASA's deputy administrator, the president has nominated 48-year-old Lori Garver, who is also a veteran of the agency. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Republican lawmakers say congressional Democrats will increase the nation's energy costs and make the U.S. more dependent on foreign oil if they focus only on alternative energy. GOP Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming.
There are billions of barrels of oil in the outer continental shelf. There's even more in Alaska. There's enough oil shale in the Rocky Mountain West alone to power America for the next 100 years.
Barrasso gave the Republicans' radio and internet address today. This is NPR News from Washington. Three Northern California men have been arrested and charged with operating a so-called Ponzi scheme that allegedly bilked thousands of investors out of $200 million. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio has the story.
A Ponzi scheme is an investment scam in which early investors are paid with money put up by participants who follow. In announcing the arrest, California Attorney General Jerry Brown said the three suspects swindled thousands of individuals, including many retirees who lost their life savings. Brown went on to say that over a 10-year period, the defendants siphoned off money to support what he called extravagant lifestyles. The attorney general says a Learjet, expensive cars, and an 80-acre castle estate were purchased with investors' money. Brown says the Ponzi scheme collapsed under its own weight. If convicted of all charges, the suspects could receive lengthy prison terms. Each is being held on a $5 million bond. The three men are scheduled for an arraignment hearing this coming Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates spoke to the graduating class at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point today. He praised the cadets for their courage, commitment, and patriotism in joining the military at such a challenging time. Nearly all of the graduates were commissioned as second lieutenants in the Army. Most will eventually be deployed for service in Afghanistan or Iraq. At the University of New Hampshire's commencement ceremony today, the loudspeakers were powered by methane gas from a nearby landfill. That gas is also used to generate most of the heat and electricity used on campus. Leftover food from the eco-themed commencement ceremony will be turned into compost. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.